All right, we are back here, and in a moment, we will be talking to Brandon Graham. And the reason that I am thrilled to be able to talk to Brandon, first of all, Brandon is an inspiring man. He is not a negative person.
No, he can. I'd bring him in to talk to the team.
You know what? The truth is, Al, I was trying to remember 10 years ago when he was a first-round bust for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Did we kill him? I don't remember.
Yeah.
I cannot give you one example of when I offered any criticism to Brandon Graham.
Yeah, wasn't it Earl Thomas who was chosen ahead of him?
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Yeah. Brandon remembers.
Brandon Graham is sponsored by Panther East. Panther East is the premier distributor of tools, safety equipment, fasteners, and material supplies for contractors. Visit PantherEast.com today. And the reason why it's great to have him on now, Al, he was considered. He's the one example everyone uses. Yeah. As, look,
he can
this
come
guy,
back.
This guy, there's no way that this guy will ever be any good. And then he became a Super Bowl hero.
Beloved.
So he, and now, Al, he will have his number. He'll go in the Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
He'll get all the honors. But it wasn't always a smooth ride for Brandon Graham, who is now on the line with us. Hi, Brandon.
Good morning.
All right, I got to tell you the truth, Brandon. This city, us, we cannot get over that loss. Can you?
You know what? That was a tough loss because we definitely had our chances in there, even though we gave up the ball four times. You know, it was one of those heartbreaking ones because, as you know, we need every game at this point and just to make this run. And so, everybody has the right to be because we fumbled that one, you know. But we're trying to go back to the Meadowlands and get one against the Jets and get a better taste in our mouth. And hopefully we can finish this thing off right towards the end of this season.
All right, the fans, including the hosts here at WIP, Brandon, are putting most of the blame on Jalen Reagor for dropping two touchdown passes that would have won the game. Is that fair?
You know what? It don't always come down to, you know, what one or two. I mean, it shouldn't have been in that position anyway. We shouldn't have been in that position where Jalen had to, you know, miss a couple catches. But it hurts when we did have the opportunities, even after giving up the ball four times, to still be in position to win that game. And I believe that Reagor is going to make that play the next time he gets it. Because, you know, after talking with him, and, you know, because I've been – through what he's going through, like things just not going as you wanted to go, but just got to stay, you know, keep your mind clear of all the garbage, you know, that, you know, people tend to say to you, all that little stuff, because you're the one that can only fix it by what you do in practice and how you prepare and all the stuff that you need to do. You need to keep a clear mind to make sure that when that play come again, he'll be able to make it. But you're right, he missed a couple, he owned it, and now I hope that he have a heck of a game this week.
All right, Brandon, I want to talk a little bit about what you were just referred to, what it was like for you like 10 years ago when you were a first-round draft pick and a lot of people were saying you were a bust. Early on, was it confidence? What were you experiencing when you were not succeeding even though you were a first-round pick? How tough was that for you, and how'd you get past it?
Well, you know what? Sometimes it's you know, people can be a little mean, and so you sometimes buy into that, and it do mess up your confidence just a little bit, because if you feel you got to explain yourself to people that never probably played the game but just, you know, has an opinion because they love their team, you know, you can sometimes fall into that trap of, you know, commenting and going back and forth with people and then you know, thinking about it because, you know, are they right? You know, like, come on, man. Like, you know, you made it this far in the NFL, made it to the NFL, and now I can't make a play like I made in college, or I can't do certain things, but you can, because that's why he got drafted where he got drafted, because they believe in him, we believe in him, and all it is about, it is confidence. It's about making sure that we let him know that we got him, we got his back, and keep on doing what you've been doing as far as, you know, practicing hard, making sure that you don't waver in that area, because it could be even worse if you start giving up. And I don't think that's him. I just know that I just wanted to let him know that we got his back, and don't feel the pressure of what, you know, the fan base is putting on him. And I told him just make sure that he practice hard this week, and you never know what the future holds, because this game he can have 300-some yards and all will be forgiven, and we'll try to figure out how can we get that right there. You know what I'm saying? So,
Brandon, here's the thing. So you're acknowledging that when you're having a hard time early on in the NFL, you're starting to wonder yourself. How do you what turns it around? What happened to you where you suddenly became a productive player and then inevitably a Super Bowl hero? I mean, what changed that? Were there players helping you? How did you change your mindset?
It was players helping me. You had guys like Trent Cole who would come talk to me, tell me, hey, man, don't worry about what you can't control. Because when I got hurt, you know, I was really depressed during that time because, as you could see, you know, Earl Thomas and Pierre Paul was having a great year that first year. I get hurt, and then I get all these messages from fans, you know, oh, man, we shouldn't have got you. We shouldn't have this and that. And then, you know, I remember T. Cole saying, man, don't worry, man. It's light at the end of the tunnel. You know, just make sure that you come back stronger. Make sure that you rehab your butt off. And when you come back, grind. Make sure you get ready to grind, because it's gonna be a grind to come back. But I know you could do it because I've seen you. And then I had guys like JP when I actually come back, and then things ain't going like I wanted to in the beginning of when I first come back. He just like, hey, man, you know, if you got to, whatever you got to do, if you got to play special teams, you got to do anything to get on that field, make sure that you sacrifice and do all you can. And it stuck with me. Like, I just made sure I played angry in practice. I was mad every day. Even now, I still carry that. Like, you know, I never forget that. So I always make sure I'm practicing hard, making sure that I come ready to go, because it could change at any moment. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I won the Super Bowl and I did all that, but it's all about the lasting impression that you make in this league. And so I want to make sure I do a great job of that. And, yes, it was people that helped me along the way, so I want to make sure I do that for him.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting out of this, Brendan. So you remember how Trent Cole and other players helped you. So right after this game, you're already talking to him yourself and telling him how to get past it. Is that what I'm hearing here?
Yeah, I pretty much just told him, like, man, like, it happens. It happens. You don't make every play, but it's how you respond to it. And so that was my message to him. And so I told him, make sure that this week be a great week of practice. Don't shy away from what you've been doing, because I know you've been working hard, because obviously you've seen him in training camp. He was killing. But now, you know, things don't happen sometimes in the games like you wanted to. But you can't kick yourself about it, because you're a football player. You got drafted to do a job. And so let's make sure that we keep working on our craft each and every week and not waver in that area because of what people are saying. Because people don't see what you put in. They only see what you didn't do in the game. So make sure that you get ready.
This is very logical what you say, Brett. Here's the problem I have. My week is bad because he dropped those balls, right? I'd be in a much better mood all week. And I know how much invested those players have. They're able to turn that page and not resent him at all, that if he just caught the ball, just did his job, they would have had a victory instead of a loss. You can get past that. How do you do that?
You get past that because you got another opportunity this week. We got to play the Jets, and we're not out this thing, you know. And that's where you try to find the positive in the whole situation. So if that was a game we needed really to make sure that we clinch or anything, you know, it would have hurt. It would have stung a little more. But you got to get past that because you do got an extra opportunity the next week, and you can't carry what you feeling the past week into this week. So you got to have a clear mind in practice. You got to make sure whatever it is that you want fixed, you get it done in practice. And hopefully things start to turn around for you as you keep believing in yourself, because it is belief in yourself and making sure that you are, that confidence is just growing, because in that moment, next time, he going to make that play.
All right. Now, Hurts is not getting criticized as much, but he also had a very bad game. Same thing applies here. How does he handle that kind of stuff? Seems very even keel, Brandon. Is he able to handle the noise that comes out after a bad game?
Oh, yeah. I think Jalen's confidence already through the roof. And he understands that not everything is going to happen the way you want to. Some games you're going to kill it. Some games it's going to be like, where were you? You know what I'm saying? And so if you go into it knowing that and just giving it your best, every week, I can settle for that because I know it means something to him because of how he talks and how he carries himself each and every day. And a guy like him gonna always acknowledge where he messed up, and then it's all about moving on. You can't stay in that place too long because it'll start to affect you for the following week. So, Jalen, man, I'm excited for him because you've seen potential in what he do, but you know he's not perfect. So, they all had a bad game. I even feel myself, I had a bad game because I feel like I should have been there even more, just pointing the finger at myself, you know what I'm saying, trying to see what I could have done better on the sideline, try to help them guys. And, you know, you just know that it could be any given guy on this team that could, you know, blow a play or make a play, you know, so you can't point the finger at anybody. You got to always try to fix it from within, from yourself, and see how you can do a better job to make sure that guys, you know, that you can help other players, you know, do what they're supposed to do. So I think that Jalen's a great at doing that.
Brandon, I don't normally ever accuse you of not telling the truth, but your weekend wasn't that bad. Because Michigan beat Ohio State, right? So don't be telling me how horrible the whole week. You were in a pretty good mood when that happened, right?
Yeah, you know how it is. You want to have a double whammy. Want to have the double whammy. Oh, yeah, we won that. I was so excited. You already know. My weekend was great. But it was like, to end it the way we did, you know, I felt that on the way back. Like, man, because I know what we can do. I know what we like. Every week, the defense has gotten even better. Like we be out there. You know, I'm proud of how every week everybody's been getting better, and I feel like Jalen Reagor is in the same category. He's gonna keep getting better, and he's gonna make that play the next time. And yeah, it hurts right now, but you're gonna be feeling even better. We go out there and just do what we do against the Jets, and then. All is forgiven if we keep the streak going.
Brandon, you are a good man, and I love that you even take blame when you're on the injured list. It's amazing. Thank you, Brandon. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
All right. Brandon Graham. And let me just say that